A series of incidents have injured children in the Beale area due to the uncontrolled presence of motorcycles, amid the absence of municipal police and security forces. Who is protecting the children on Beirut's waterfront, and who is ensuring the safety of citizens from the chaos and mayhem caused by these motorcycles? Traffic accidents caused by motorcycles or vehicles blocking pedestrian paths are reported daily, despite the recent security plan for Beirut aimed at protecting citizens and curbing reckless riding. It seemed that wherever you looked, there were motorcycle checkpoints. Yet today, these motorbikes are once again roaming the streets freely, weaving through traffic, speeding on highways and maneuvering through tunnels, sidewalks and alleyways. Even the sidewalks of Beirut's waterfront, Beale, have recently become a racetrack and a stage for young riders performing stunts, disregarding the safety of pedestrians. Recently, several residents have raised concerns about frequent incidents caused by motorcycles at the waterfront area. A few days ago, a motorcyclist blocked a child's path while he was exercising, causing him to fall. Another rider collided with a youngster on a scooter, injuring him before fleeing. Additionally, a mother reported that her daughter was struck by a motorbike in the same area designated for walking, running, or cycling only, nearly resulting in a fatal accident. A series of incidents have injured children in the Beale area, amid the absence of municipal police and security forces. Who is ensuring the safety of citizens from these motorcycles? Huna Laubnin reached out to Beirut Governor Marwan Aboud, who holds the legal authority to make and enforce decisions regarding motorcycles. However, no response was received. Several months ago, Aboud sent a letter to the Beirut Police Command, part of the Internal Security Forces, ISF, urging them to address the issue of motorcycles, electric scooters and similar vehicles using the sidewalks. He called for stricter regulations to prevent them from performing stunts on sidewalks and to enforce control on their use. Beirut municipality sources indicated that the police are struggling to address motorcycle-related issues due to several challenges, including a shortage of personnel and the risks associated with pursuing riders. According to Article 3 of the Beirut Municipal Guard Regiment regulations, the guard's responsibilities are limited to protecting public institutions and property, preventing theft and reporting violations to the ISF. They are not tasked with setting up checkpoints or pursuing offenders. Nonetheless, sources emphasized that the municipality and its guards are ready to act on directives from relevant authorities to enforce the law and ensure public safety.